South African Radio League news for Sunday, 9 August 2026. Good morning and welcome to the weekly news bulletin of the South African Radio League, ZS6 SRL, read by Herman Erasmus, ZS6 Charlie Tango Alpha, in Christiana. The South African Radio League broadcasts a news bulletin each Sunday in Afrikaans and in English at 8:15 and 8:30 Central African Time, respectively on HF and various VHF and UHF repeaters around the country. The bulletin is relayed on Echolink and Allstar, node 53511 by Johan, ZS6 Juliet Papa Lima. The audio bulletins can be downloaded from sarlnews.podbean.com, while the text bulletin can be downloaded from mysarl.org.za/sarl-news. In the news today, the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. Why can we not look up call signs on mysarl? And news from ICOM. Stay tuned for more information on these and other interesting news items. We begin this bulletin with news of a silent key. It is with deep regret that we must announce that the key of Angus Dick, ZS5 Golf Victor, went silent on Tuesday, 4 August 2026. We extend our sincere condolences to his wife Jean, the family, and many friends. You're listening to a news bulletin of the South African Radio League. There are two contests on the air this afternoon. You can participate in the SARL YL QSO party and the SARL HF digital contest. Please find all the information in the 2026 SARL contest manual before the contest starts. The 29th International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, the ILLW, runs from 0001 UTC on Saturday, 15 August, to 23:59:59 UTC on Sunday, 16 August, and you can participate for the full 48 hours or part thereof. The event is not a contest. There are no prizes, certificates, or other enticements to participate, and therefore participation is free. Each station's operators decide how they will operate their station regarding modes and bands while complying with their amateur license. There are no restrictions on antennas or power. We want operators to enjoy themselves and have fun while contacting as many amateur radio stations as possible. We request that the stations take time to work other lighthouses or lightships, as well as the slow operator, or the newly licensed or QRP stations. There are 15 Southern African lighthouses registered, 1 in Namibia, 1 in the Northern Cape, 12 in the Western Cape, and 1 in KwaZulu-Natal. The log sheet for the 2026 Southern African Lighthouse Certificate is available at mysarl.org.za/HF. A brief update on the South African Pico balloons. Balloon ZS6 SRC-37, after three circumnavigations of the Earth, 44 days aloft, and over 148,000 kilometers traveled, is currently over the Atlantic Ocean. ZS6 SRC-38 was launched on the 3rd of August as a special test balloon sponsored by Windrider. Unfortunately, the launch was unsuccessful after the balloon struck a tree. Gert, ZS6 Golf Charlie, promptly repaired and launched a replacement ZS6 SRC-39 on the 5th of August. ZS6 SRC-39, also using the larger Windrider balloon, was filled with just enough helium to provide a 6.5 gram neck lift. It reached an altitude of 15.3 kilometers within 3.5 hours and is currently traversing the Indian Ocean en route to Australia. To monitor its progress, tune to channel 65 on the 10-meter whisper band. Why can we not look up call signs on my SIRL? Well, this is a question that Council receives from time to time. Members want to look up a call sign to get an email address or a name for a QSL card, but there is no such facility. Blame the Protection of Personal Information Act, or POPIA. To have such a facility on my SARL, we would have required each and every radio amateur to give the league permission to publish their information. An impossible task. It is much easier to go to qrz.com and do a lookup, as there is no POPIA Act involved. You are listening to a news bulletin of the South African Radio League. Contest news. The SIRL HF Digital Contest this Sunday is for the keyboard surfers, making contacts far and wide. Follow the special instructions and procedures on how to configure your WSJT-X software to exchange the required serial numbers. Be sure to check the categories and awards for this contest as well. Participants are also asked to state the affiliated club on the log sheet for the Club Participation Award. Good luck, and hope to see you in the digital waterfall. The SARLYL QSO party is on the air this Sunday afternoon from 14 to 15 hours UTC. Gents, please support the ladies by setting up a 40-meter station and adjusting the mic gain to let their voices fill the band. The exchange is OM for gents and YL for ladies. The contest working group asks you to download the current log sheets. Always be sure to download the latest log sheet from the contest resources page. Verify the rules and exchange. Double-check the rules and required exchange in the current contest manual. Confirm the contest times. Check the start and end times in UTC. All contest times are listed in UTC. Synchronize your clock. Ensure your clock or computer is on, avoiding late starts or out-of-bound contacts. Upload via MySARL. Use the contest log upload link on the contest resources. It is quick and easy, and you will receive a confirmation email once completed. You're listening to a news bulletin of the South African Radio League. ICOM has unveiled the SMJ1 desktop microphone, scheduled for release in mid-2026. Jointly developed with JAIA member manufacturers, the SMJ1 uses dual dynamic elements to deliver rich, natural audio while virtually eliminating breath pops during close-ups. A built-in polar pattern switch lets you choose between a noise-reducing unidirectional mode for noisy environments or an omnidirectional mode designed to hold consistent audio response at any distance. A solid addition for pulling through contested DX pileups. Key features of the ICOM SMJ1 include a dual dynamic element for superior audio quality and a switchable unidirectional to omnidirectional polar pattern to adapt to any shack environment. It mounts directly on a standard 5/8 inch boom arm, features a foot switch jack for hands-free PTT, and includes a transceiver selector switch compatible with ICOM, Elinco, JVC and Kenwood radios. It's fully compatible with popular rigs like the IC7300, IC7610, IC9700 and the new IC7760. For full specs, search ICOM SMJ1 or head over to the ICOM Japan website. your propagation report. Honest Gutsia, ZSX Bravo Zulu Papa, reports that the solar activity for the week is expected to be at very low levels. There are currently 5 sunspot regions with simple magnetic configurations visible. There is a low to moderate probability for C-class and a low probability for M-class solar flares. If you want to do your own frequency predictions, the expected effective sunspot number for the week will be around 47. The 20 and 30 meter bands may, especially in the early evenings, provide some DX fun. For more information, please visit the website spaceweather.sansa.org.za. And finally, a diary of some upcoming events. Today, the SARL YL QSO Party, the SARL HF Digital Competition, and Women's Day. 10 August, a public holiday. 12 and 13 August, the Perseids Meteor Shower. 15 and 16 August, the International Lighthouse Weekend, the SARL Youth QSO Party, and the North American SSB QSO Party. 19 August, the SARL Wednesday 80 Meter Club Competition. To conclude our bulletin, a recap of our main news story. There are 2 contests on the air this afternoon. You can participate in the SARL YL QSO Party and the SARL HF Digital Contest. Please find all the information in the 2026 SARL Contest Manual before the contest starts. This concludes our bulletin for this morning. Clubs and individuals are invited to submit news items of interest to radio amateurs and shortwave listeners in both English and Afrikaans, where possible, by uploading the news item at mysarl.org.za/news-inbox and or by sending items to news@sarl.org.za no later than the Friday morning preceding the bulletin date. The weekly radio program, Amateur Radio Today, can be heard every Sunday morning at 10 CAT. The program can be heard on VHF and UHF repeaters countrywide and is relayed on 7115 kHz LSB by Louis, ZR4 Delta Juliet Lima. In Cape Town, the broadcast can be heard at 10:30 CAT on the 145.7 MHz repeater with a Echolink relay to ZS1 Delta Charlie-R by Dave, ZS1 Delta Foxtrot Romeo. In Bloemfontein, listeners can tune in on the 145.7625 MHz repeater at 0815 and 0830 for the SARL News, and again at 10 hours CAT for AR Today. A rebroadcast by Andy, ZS6 Alpha Delta Yankee, can be heard on Monday evenings at 19 hours 30 CAT on 3620 kHz. Signal reports, comments and suggestions are welcome. Please send these by email to artoday@sarl.org.za. You've listened to a news bulletin compiled by Andy Kearns, ZS6 Alpha Delta Yankee, proofread by Paul Johnson, ZS1 Sierra, and read by Herman Erasmus, ZS6 Charlie Tango Alpha. From the news team, best wishes for the week ahead.